Karen, it's 9:47 as you came over and sat down. I said we've finished later than this before, and
we have.
Many things went pretty well. We were just talking about provisional ballots. That's kind of a situation that no matter what kind of technology we have, we're always going to have some of those.
That's exactly right. People have the choice to vote, and they can vote provisional if they're not on the list or other reasons, and they can cast a ballot.
And there's no way that that's going away. I mean, with technology or anything, that couldn't change.
No,
really.
No. Unless the legislatures come in and decide not to do it, it's going to be here.
Right. 400 and change is what we're looking at for the provisionals. Is that right? Is that what the number
just
was?
Just over 300.
300 and change. Okay. Had about that and a little bit more distributed throughout the county in preparation for today. Is that in line?
For this type of election, yes. Yes. We always look for more provisional during a presidential than any other.
Okay. We had talked also with Christy about this is a new technology that the judges were using, and
yes.
So that seemed to pass the test in your view?
We had good reviews. We had some that weren't so sure about it, but it's here to stay, and we're going to make it work.
And my understanding is that probably the cities are going to invest in some more, and the county actually invested in more. We may have, 50 machines? Is that right?
We might. We're going to try to get extra for the bigger polling places that only had the one. Get them two, maybe three even in some places. So in the future, we're looking to add more.
Okay. Give us, if you will, a view of what happens now. We don't have the card counting machines anymore, so what happens when those people actually come in, when the election judges actually come in with their information?
When they come in, we actually pull the little mobile ballot box, an MBB card. We run it through the tally, make sure it matches the number of signatures that signed in that day, and then they accumulate the votes.
You probably know your counterpart in Falls County. He or she is probably having nightmares right now because they had 0%. Bill, is that still where they sit?
Still big fat zero.
Yeah,
not even early numbers.
Wow.
So now when that happens, there's now a mechanism in place that the state is aware that that situation exists?
Right. We have to call in periodically, and when we don't call in, they start calling us.
Okay, which is a good sign because
yes.
We want to find out about that.
Right.
Do you know about their system up there, what they have?
I do not, no.
Okay. All right. Bill?
The only other thing I can think of is that you had a personnel issue earlier in the summer where you lost somebody and you had to fill that position. So, you know, on top of everything else that goes on during election season, how did all the personnel moves do for you this season?
Well, I have a great staff. They all jumped in. They worked the extra hours. They came in on weekends, so we did what we had to do, and we got it done. So I'm proud of them, very proud of them.